Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland in the Buck Studio for this first half of our Midday today, taking us down to the quiz question because there's some live flamenco music in the offing in Wisconsin. And it's actually part of a festival, and we have some of the practitioners here going to provide us some live samples of flamenco music. And we have kind of an interesting combination of performers here. We do have a dancer or two. They're not going to be dancing, though. Because that could be a little impractical under the circumstances. I'd have to do play-by-play, I suppose, to really make that work. But welcome, everybody, to the Midday. Pleasure to have you here. And one of the dancers and one of the people who's going to tell us about this festival is Danica Sena. So welcome.
Yes, good morning, or good afternoon.
It is afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Although we do have listeners in other time zones, so we're still safe there.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Well, glad you could come. It's been a long day. You got up at, 4 o'clock in Chicago this morning?
Yes, we got up at
morning.
4 o'clock in the morning. And, took the Van Gelder bus.
And a couple of performances in the next day or so.
Yes, we have a lecture demonstration performance tomorrow and here in Madison, and workshops tomorrow and Wednesday, and then another event performance on Sunday and a workshop. But I can have Tanya Tundias talk with you about that.
All right. Would you like to talk about that, Tanya Tundias?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. We have a great lineup of events this week. Tomorrow we have a lecture demo at 6 o'clock at the Brink Lounge, and then a performance with a full ensemble. Wednesday we have music workshops for anybody who's interested in flamenco music, guitar, singing, palmas, which is the rhythmic hand clapping. And then Sunday we have dance workshops and an event at 7 o'clock at Lakeside Street Coffee House, a full performance and fiesta.
So is there like some kind of flamenco organization that had this idea, or how did it come about?
Well, let's see. I teach here in Madison. I'm with Tanya Tendia's Flamenco and Spanish Dance. I perform and teach. And my friend Danica brought in a couple of lovely guest artists from Spain, and she wanted to bring them through on a little tour. So I'm helping her out here, spreading the word.
And they are so direct from Spain that they don't even speak much English. So we're going to let you all do most of the talking, though we will hear occasionally directly, briefly, from our performers themselves. But happy to have all of you here. And so we're going to start with actually guitar solo, an example of flamenco. And what's going on? And what is it? What makes it flamenco?
What makes it flamenco is the style of music. And this is an ancient musical form that is unique because it was created by an influence of many different cultures that were on the Iberian Peninsula, including Celtic, Indian, the gypsies came from India, Egyptian, Moorish, Sephardic, Jewish, Phoenician, and Roman.
Wow, Phoenician and Roman. So, yeah, Spain really is quite the melting pot.
Absolutely.
Has been for many years. All right, now to our guitarist, Nino Manuel, and looking expectant with guitar in hand. What is this first piece we'll hear? What is it?
Yo voy a interpretar una zambra que es originaria de Granada, que es un toque que tiene muchas connotaciones árabes y andaluza, claro. Y espero que le guste al público de Madison.
El Niño Manuel says that the first piece he's going to play is called Zambra. It has Arabic and Andalusian connotations, and it was formed in Granada and in the caves of Sacromonte, and he hopes that the Wisconsin Public Radio audience will enjoy it.
Thank you. No picks either. You play without any picks on your fingers.
No picks.
Is that a standard for flamenco? Never uses picks?
Standard flamenco.
Mm-hmm. And that was zambra, did you say?
What was zambra.
From Granada.
Granada, yeah, yes,
these are
correct.
Pieces that often, you know, turn up as piano pieces from some Spanish composers like Albéniz and Granados. Turn this guitar music into very impressive piano music that sounds still like the guitar.
Yes.
It's great stuff. Well, we're going to go from straight guitar flamenco to vocal flamenco, purely vocal flamenco. Are there any other forms other than guitar and vocal for flamenco?
Flamenco music is based on the cante, or the voice, and the accompaniment today is traditionally guitar, but the guitar came to flamenco quite late. The guitar was brought to Spain by the Arabs. So the original form of cante, the oldest form, is just the solo cante. And that was accompanied by either palmas, as
the clapping,
the hand clapping, mm-hmm. or they would use caña. They would use open sticks and make rhythm with the sugar cane. The cane.
Wow.
So that's, it's the ancient form.
So how does one learn these ancient forms? Are they actually written down at any point, or actually at what point do we see, oh, this is flamenco that as it was done centuries ago? Do we have records?
Well, that's a good question, because again, flamenco is an expression of the Andalusian people. That's what was formed. It's all over the world today. It's a global phenomenon, but traditionally it was passed on through families, both Gori and both Niño Manuel, they come from flamenco families. His father is a flamenco singer. His father was a flamenco singer. His grandfather was a flamenco singer. His uncle is one of the greatest flamenco guitarists in Spain today, second to Paco de Lucía, Manolo Sanlúcar. So this is in the family. They grow up from the time they're little kids. He's been doing it his entire life, from the time that he could practically talk.
You still have to have talent, though, don't you? I mean, is it just a given that you grow up in a flamenco family, you'll be able to perform it?
No. You have to have talent, absolutely. Uh-huh. You have to have talent. But again, there are many talented singers that never become performers. They never get a huge name and travel around the world. It's just, it's something that, it's a way of life. They live it. So in Spain, it's typical for them to wake up and go to a bar in the morning and have someone in the corner clapping and singing. Someone's cooking and they're singing while they're cooking.
It's the way it ought to be.
It's spontaneous eruptions that it's the way they talk, it's the way they eat, the way they look at each other, the way that they dress. It's a way of life. So when it's extracted from its origin, it makes it more difficult to learn, especially in the cante, the singing, flamenco singing. As Gori says, it's very difficult because of the language. You have to know the language. You have to know the enunciation of the poetry. You have to understand how to interpret the poetry as you're singing. The tonalities are also Phrygian. You have to be able to do that with your voice.
Different modes.
A classically trained singer can't do those melismas very easily. You know, it sounds kind of flat.
Uh-huh, sure.
It can sound very flat. But of course, it's the best way to learn this art form is to be around it 24/7, and that's the reason why I wanted to bring them here, not only for myself and for my students in San Francisco and my public, is to share them with my public here in Madison and everywhere, and have people have a taste of Andalusia to live it, whether it's a week or 2 weeks.
Now, before we hear, just a second before we hear from Gori and the song, you mentioned language. Is this going to be, what kind of language this is going to be? Is it, I mean, Spanish in some form, but
it's
is
Spanish.
Is it a Castilian Spanish, or is it a local dialect of Spanish that we'll be hearing?
That's a good question. Let me ask the singer, Gori. La pregunta es, el idioma, ¿cómo defines el idioma del cante que vas a hacer ahora? ¿Es un castellano antiguo? ¿Es castellano? Es la pregunta de él. ¿O es un dialecto?
Yo creo que es más un castellano antiguo, porque es lo que voy a interpretar es una toná, que es uno de los cantes flamenco más primitivos que hay en el flamenco. Creo que uno de los primeros. Se hacía sin guitarra y se hacía de pueblo en pueblo, y creo que el de los castellanos antiguos, por la forma y la forma como se hace cantando.
He said he's going to do a toná, which is the most primitive form of flamenco that was just done with solo voice. It was sung from village to village, and he says he believes that it is an ancient Castilian form.
And what's the name of this song?
Toná.
Ay, no te rebeles, gitana, y aunque te maten tu gente, tengo yo hecho juramento de paz, garte con la muerte. Vinieron y me dijeron que tú y había hablado mal de mí. Mira si tengo buen pensamiento, que no lo creía en ti. Ay, 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 si los huesos a mí. Ay, si los huesos a mí me partieran como parten los opiniones, no me dolería tanto, ay, como tus malas, acciones. Si no es verdad, si esto que yo digo no fue, era verdad, que Dios me mandé a mi lado a muerte. Si me la quiere,
And what was the song about?
¿De qué se trataban las letras?
Bueno, pues la primera letra es como que, vamos a ver, la primera letra dice no te rebeles, es como que es una gitana que está como enfadada con el gitano y le dice, él le dice a ella que no se enfade, ¿no? Que no hay problema.
The first verse was about a female gypsy who was angry with the male gypsy, and the male gypsy tells her, don't get angry, please don't be angry with me.
Y la segunda letra dice, si los huesos a mí me partieran como parten los piñones, es como decir, si a mí tú me haces daño, no me duele tanto como si a mí se me partiera los huesos en el cuerpo, ¿no? Es una expresión un poco, una metáfora, un poco así en flamenca, gitana.
It's a beautiful poem that in which the singer says and again, it's a gypsy, says, if my bones cracked like pine nuts, it wouldn't hurt as much as your bad actions towards me.
Y la tercera es como pidiéndole, rogándole a Dios, ¿no? Si no es verdad que a mí me mande la muerte, si es que me las como diciendo. Ya el problema está hecho en lo mismo, que me mande, que da igual morir como no morir. Es como una súplica a Dios.
And the last verse was a, I would say, a lament to God, saying, why do I have to die?
Covers a lot of bases there. All right, we have, we're going to have one more in which we're going to combine guitar and voice and, of course, also a big part of the flamenco tradition. And we're going to hear some of the palmas, too. Is that the signal I'm getting? Okay, just to add it a little bit more. Everything but the dancer this time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to dance on a kilim carpet.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that for next time. We'll make arrangements. And so what's this piece and what's the storyline?
¿Cuál es este último tema?
Ahora va, Gori y yo vamos a hacer junto un cante que se llama Mirabra, que es su denominación de origen, es Sanlúcar de Barrameda. Y lo que nos viene a decir es nada más y nada menos lo que vendían antiguamente las personas que iban por las calles de Sanlúcar con un canasto vendiendo pescado, vendiendo naranja, vendiendo verdura. Eso es lo que nos viene a decir.
They're going to play together a flamenco form called Mirabra, which is from Sanlúcar de Barrameda, from their city directly. And the song is about the people who used to sell their wares in the wicker baskets, either oranges or fish or flowers. And so this form celebrates those people.
Thank you.
puesto hermosa. Y no se vaya, usted salero, castañao de Galarosa. Yo vendo camuesa y pero ay, marina, tengo nada, son de la China. Hay batatitas morondas y suspiritos que de canela. Ay, melocotones de ronda y castaña como bahía. Por Dios te pido, por Dios te pido, por Dios te pido, por Dios te pido, que no te laves, que te quede, que no te laves, que te quede. Que me lo tiene que dar, que me lo tiene que dar. Y al tartacón de la bota, ay, que para taco mía.
Next best thing to a trip to Spain. Muchas gracias, señoras y señores. Great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
And one more time, Danica, is there just a website people can go to find out, or Tanya, where these events are taking place, these flamenco events in the Madison area?
Yes. You can visit my website at www.flamencodance.net, or just Google Flamenco Madison and Tanya Tendia should pop up. Yep.
Okay. Great. Well, a pleasure having you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and come up from Chicago to do this. And we'll look forward to the next time. Have a great time in Los Estados Unidos.